Keeping people connected and close to home. Strategies. Expand the number of mental health community bed-based services, particularly in the regions. We will progress the commissioning of a range of community bed-based services over the next 10 years. See the plan matrix for details of the number and location. The range of community bed-based services is shown on page 57 and in figure 7. The state government has committed to building a number of mental health community subacute services in areas such as Rockingham, Kalgoorlie, Karratha, Bunbury and Broome. Where relevant, community treatment services will work closely with community bed-based service providers, providing in-reach clinical assessment, admission and discharge oversight. Community bed-based services are expected to, where appropriate, have the capability to meet the needs of people with co-occurring mental health, alcohol and other drug problems, and those exiting the criminal justice system. Increase the availability of low medical withdrawal and residential rehabilitation services for people with alcohol and other drug problems. Alcohol and other drug residential rehabilitation beds are concentrated in the metropolitan area and the north of the state. There are very limited residential rehabilitation services in the southern region of the state. The modelling shows that a strong emphasis in boosting the availability of residential rehabilitation beds is required to ensure consumers with alcohol and other drug problems are able to access timely, personalised services as close as possible to where they live. There are diverse models of rehabilitation, including therapeutic communities, non-bed-based rehabilitation services, sometimes referred to as day rehabilitation models, and also services targeting specific groups such as families, women, young people, and Aboriginal people. Equitable access across the state will be considered in future planning, but factors other than location can also be barriers for accessing services. In developing new residential rehabilitation services, attention will be given to developing a diversity of models within the service system to reduce such barriers and support specific needs. Services can be developed to provide rehabilitation support for people on pharmacotherapies, integrated services for people with co-occurring mental health and alcohol and other drug problems, and services for different age groups and population groups. Currently, there are not enough dedicated alcohol and other drug community beds for young people in any non-metropolitan region. Also currently, the only Aboriginal-specific residential rehabilitation treatment services are located in the Kimberley. A culturally secure treatment and support service is required in the southern region of Western Australia for Aboriginal people and their families. Keeping people connected and close to home. Offering low medical withdrawal within existing rehabilitation services can improve transition between withdrawal and longer-term treatment and support. However, this needs to be coordinated with sufficient places to continue longer-term treatment, either residential or non-residential. Medical withdrawal and rehabilitation services are expected to, where appropriate, have the capability to meet the needs of people with co-occurring mental health, alcohol and other drug problems. Trial a compulsory alcohol and other drug treatment facility to respond to high-risk methamphetamine dependency, pending establishment of appropriate legislation. Voluntary services provide appropriate treatment opportunities for the vast majority of people with an alcohol or other drug problem. However, for a small number of individuals with a severe dependency to drugs, such as methamphetamines, compulsory treatment may be required as a short-term protective role in emergency situations to prevent death or immediate harms to an individual, their family, or community. Compulsory treatment is an option of last resort. It provides assessment, treatment, and management for those with a severe dependence, whose capacity is severely compromised because of their dependency. Compulsory treatment is only appropriate where less restrictive forms of treatment are not an option. A trial compulsory alcohol and other drug treatment service will include both community treatment options and facility-based options. It is proposed to respond to the increased harm seen in communities as a result of alcohol or other drug problems, including severe methamphetamine dependency. This would require the development and approval of relevant legislation. Increase the availability of older adult services. With an ageing population, an increased number of people are staying in hospital for longer than necessary due to a limited number of community bed places for older adults. To address this increasing need, more focus and investment will occur in the area of older adult services, particularly subacute community long-stay services. Community long-stay services provide a more home-like environment compared to hospital services and can reduce the inappropriate use of hospital-based older adult services. For older adults, integration and collaboration between aged care and alcohol and other drug community treatment is needed, including supporting home-based withdrawal. Keeping people connected and close to home. Actions. The actions in the area of community bed-based services are detailed below. For further information, particularly on the location of services, refer to the plan matrix on page 105. Implementing existing commitments. Open new mental health community bed-based services approved by government. Rockingham, Peel, 10 beds. Broome, Kimberley, 6 beds. Kalgoorlie, Boulder, Goldfields, 6 beds. Karratha, Pilbara, 6 beds. Bunbury, South West, 10 beds. By the end of 2017, to prepare for the future, we aim to increase the subsidy provided for non-acute, long-stay nursing home places for older adults with mental illness by 63 places, 32 places in the North Metropolitan Region, 10 places in South Metropolitan Region, 6 places in Northern and Remote, and 15 places in Southern Country. Work with regional stakeholders to deliver approximately 10 community beds in the Midwest area, which will be supported by comprehensive community and inpatient services. Expand low medical alcohol and other drug withdrawal services in the metropolitan area by 10 beds, Northern and Remote by 8 beds, and Southern Country by 3 beds. Expand existing alcohol and other drug residential treatment and rehabilitation services by 55 beds, 10 beds in North Metropolitan, 23 beds in South Metropolitan, 12 beds in Geraldton, and 10 beds in Kalgoorlie. Commence the development and implementation of a residential alcohol and other drug treatment and rehabilitation service, 30 beds, for Aboriginal people and their families in the south of the state. Commence the development and implementation of a new alcohol and other drug residential treatment and rehabilitation service in the southwest, 36 beds. Commence planning for a trial compulsory treatment facility to respond to the increased harm seen in communities as a result of alcohol and other drug use, including severe methamphetamine dependency. This will involve the development of relevant legislation. By the end of 2020, to rebalance the system, there is a need to increase the total number of mental health community beds by 71 beds, including 41 subsidised beds for non-acute long-stay nursing home places, North Metropolitan 14 beds, South Metropolitan 16 beds, Northern and Remote 4 beds, and Southern Country 7 beds. Deliver a new service specifically designed for youth alcohol and other drug treatment and rehabilitation, 23 beds in the metropolitan area. Pending relevant legislation approval, trial a compulsory treatment facility to respond to the increased harm seen in communities as a result of alcohol and other drug use, including severe methamphetamine dependency. Expand low medical alcohol and other drug withdrawal services in the metropolitan area by a further 4 beds. Expand alcohol and other drug residential treatment and rehabilitation services by a further 70 beds, 21 beds in South Metropolitan, 49 beds in North Metropolitan. By the end of 2025, to continue the reform, modelling identifies the requirement to further expand alcohol and other drug residential treatment and rehabilitation in the North Metropolitan, 81 beds, Southern Metropolitan, 65 beds, Northern and Remote, 9 beds, and Southern Country, 59 beds. Complete delivery of low medical withdrawal beds in the metropolitan area, 9 beds, and Southern Country, 4 beds. Increase the number of mental health community beds across the state, all metropolitan and regional areas, from 475 beds to deliver the modelled target of 909 beds. Table 4, Summary of the Plan Matrix. State total. Community bed-based services. Measure. Beds total. Current 639. 2017 838. 2020 1072. 2025, 1733. State total, mental health community-based. Beds, current, 281. 2017, 404. 2020, 475. 2025, 909. Alcohol and other drug, low medical withdrawal. Beds, current, 14. 2017, 35. 2020, 39. 2025, 52. Alcohol and other drug, residential rehabilitation. Beds, current, 344. 2017, 399. 2020, 558. 2025, 772. Note, some totals may not add up due to rounding. Acute and specialised care for those who need it. Hospital-based services. What are hospital-based services? Hospital-based services include acute, subacute, and non-acute inpatient units, emergency departments, consultation and liaison services, mental health observation areas, and alcohol and other drug detoxification services. Hospital-based services provide treatment and support in line with mental health recovery-oriented service provision, including promoting good general health and well-being. Hospital services, where appropriate, can utilise telehealth technology to increase service access and responsiveness. Staff working in hospital services will have the capability to meet the needs of people with co-occurring mental health, alcohol and other drug problems. The full range of hospital-based services is detailed on pages 65 and 66. More than 40% of mental health patients in acute hospital beds would not need to be in acute care if appropriate community services were available. Government of Western Australia results from the 2004, 2006, 2007 and 2009 snapshot surveys of mental health inpatient units in Western Australia. Internal document, MHD Statewide Mental Health Governance and Performance 2010. Currently, people who are unable to access the help they need in the community have little choice but to rely on emergency departments and inpatient services, irrespective of whether this is the most appropriate form of care. Pressure on emergency departments is also currently unacceptable, at times resulting in people waiting too long to access an inpatient bed. Although modelling suggests a rebalancing of the mental health system is required to boost community services as the first priority, modelling shows that hospital bed growth is required from 2020 onwards. Hospital-based service growth for the alcohol and other drug sector is identified as an early priority due to a current inability to meet demand, particularly in regional areas. Acute and specialised care for those who need it. Aim. Develop a high-quality, efficient and effective hospital-based system that offers evidence-based services in the right locations. Current services. As at the 30th of June 2014, there are a total of 696 public mental health, alcohol and other drug hospital beds in Western Australia. Figure 8 shows in some cases, current bed numbers as a percentage of 2014 demand is greater than 100%. Suggesting there are currently more beds than modelling indicates is required. This level of demand, however, would only hold true in an optimal and efficient system, which is currently not the case. Since 2010, the development of public mental health inpatient units closer to local communities has provided 50 additional beds, including 30 beds at Rockingham Hospital, 13 beds at Broome Hospital, and 7 additional beds at Albany Hospital. Construction of more new mental health inpatient services is underway, with 136 new and relocated mental health beds expected to become operational by the end of 2016. These include 20 beds at the Perth Children's Hospital, 30 beds at Fiona Stanley Hospital, 30 beds at Sir Charles Gairdner Hospital, and 56 beds at Midland Hospital. What the modelling tells us. For mental health, the bed types are described below. Acute hospital provides hospital-based inpatient assessment and treatment services for people experiencing severe episodes of mental illness who cannot be adequately treated in a less restrictive environment. The average length of stay in this service is 14 days. acute inpatient services are modelled for all age groups separately, that is, infants, children and adolescents, youth, adults and older adults. Subacute short-stay hospital provides hospital-based treatment and support in a safe, structured environment for people with unremitting and severe symptoms of mental illness and an associated significant disturbance in behaviour, which precludes their receiving treatment in a less restrictive environment. This service provides for adults, older adults, and a selected number of young people with special needs. Average length of stay is between 35 days to 6 months. Non-acute long-stay hospital provides hospital-based treatment and support in a safe, structured environment for people with unremitting and severe symptoms of mental illness and an associated significant disturbance in behaviour, which precludes their living in a less restrictive environment. Programs have a strong focus on safety, security, and risk assessment and management. Services include specialist behavioural and symptom management programs, individualised and group programs aimed at maximising individual functioning. This service provides for youth, adults and older adults separately, and the average length of stay is 365 days. Mental health observation areas. Mental health observation areas, MHOA, or similar and equivalent models, can aid individuals in emergency departments who may not require admission into an inpatient unit but need close observation and intervention for up to 72 hours. MHOAs are expected to meet the needs of people with mental health, alcohol and other drug problems. They can also be used for people with complex alcohol and other drug problems, including co-occurring alcohol and other drug use or toxicity. Consultation and liaison. Dedicated hospital-based consultation and liaison services are usually located in tertiary hospitals to support hospital staff to better manage mental health, alcohol and other drug problems, including alcohol and other drug withdrawal. As well as providing services in various geographic locations, consultation and liaison teams also use telehealth services to support smaller remote hospitals. Consultation and liaison services can be provided in hospitals and emergency departments. Alcohol and other drug-specific beds include high medical withdrawal services, inpatient services that provide medically supervised alcohol and other drug withdrawal, and are staffed 24 hours a day by a combination of specialist alcohol and other drug doctors, GPs, nurses, and allied health workers. Generally, withdrawal takes place over a short-term inpatient admission period, for example, 7 days. High medical inpatient withdrawal is for clients with withdrawal symptoms that are moderate to severe. Complex medical withdrawal services. Complex medical inpatient withdrawal is similar in all aspects to the high medical withdrawal service, except it provides a greater level of service with regard to complicating medical issues, mental health issues, and those with a history of complicated withdrawals. Figure 8 shows that both expansion and realignment of hospital beds is required in the system to meet the optimal mix of services. Realignment would involve a reduction in those beds that are currently oversupplied, i.e., adult subacute and older adult acute, and a proportionate increase in other bed types that are currently undersupplied, for example, adult acute and older adult subacute. Realigning the system would involve configuring excess beds into a different acuity, a different age cohort, or both. Realigning the system also requires bed relocation, with the closure of Greylands Hospital and transfer of these beds to Mental Health Hospital in the Home, HITH beds, or other mental health units within general hospitals, closer to where people need them. The modelling also reveals a strong reliance on adult beds being used for young people with a mental health problem, as there are currently no dedicated beds for youth, aged 16 to 24 years. As a result, young people aged 18 to 24 use adult beds across the system, and those up to age 18 years access adolescent beds, such as those at the Bentley Adolescent Unit. It is important to note that hospital beds cannot be realigned without substantial investment and expansion of community-based services. Figure 8. The optimal mix and level of service, hospital-based services. 1. Mental health, infant, child and adolescent. 2. 2014 actual figures. 3. Beds, 26. 4. 2025 demand, 0 beds. 1. Mental health, youth, acute. 2. 2014 actual figures. 3. Beds, 0. 4. 2025 demand, 83 beds. 1. Mental health, youth, subacute and non-acute. 2. 2014 actual figures. 3. Beds, 0. 4. 2025 demand, 18 beds. 1. Mental health, adult, acute. 2. 2014 actual figures. 3. Beds, 384. 4. 2025 demand, 25 beds. 1. Mental health, adult, subacute and non-acute. 2. 2014 actual figures. 3. Beds, 87. 4. 2025 demand, 15 beds. 1. Mental health, older adult, acute. 2. 2014 actual figures. 3. Beds, 78. 4. 2025 demand, 66 beds. 1. Mental health, older adult, subacute and non-acute. 2. 2014 actual figures. 3. Beds, 0. 4. 2025 demand, 114 beds. 1. Mental health, HITH. 2. 2014 actual figures. 3. Beds, 12. 4. 2025 demand, 183 beds. 1. Mental health, MHOA. 2. 2014 actual figures. 3. Beds, 6. 4. 2025 demand, 34 beds. 1. Alcohol and other drug, high and complex medical withdrawal. 2. 2014 actual figures. 3. Beds, 22. 4. 2025 demand, 76 beds. Currently, there are a total of 231 mental health beds located in private hospitals throughout Western Australia. However, at this time, the number of individuals seen by private providers who have a severe condition cannot be comprehensively quantified, therefore have not been counted in the current beds. Further, there are currently 19 private alcohol and other drug inpatient beds. These have also not been included in the current beds. It is anticipated private and non-government providers will continue to expand provision of mental health, alcohol and other drug inpatient beds, as these beds constitute an essential component of the overall mental health, alcohol and other drug system. Dedicated hospital-based consultation and liaison services in the emergency departments and across general hospitals have also been modelled. The public system currently provides 218,000 hours of consultation liaison services, with a modelled requirement of 309,000 hours of service by the end of 2025. Acute and specialised care for those who need it. The modelling tools used to estimate demand for services show inpatient resort requirements as beds. The Mental Health Commission purchases inpatient services using weighted activity units, WAUs, which is a measure of mental health service activity expressed as a common unit. The plan does not outline the amount of WAUs required as demand by the end of 2025, as the number of WAUs per bed differs due to differing acuity, case mix, and models of service, which are not determined in the plan. In addition, the Independent Hospital Pricing Authority, IHPA, is currently developing an Australian Mental Health Care Classification, AMHCC, for implementation from the 1st of July 2016. The development and implementation of a mental health classification will have a significant impact on the volume of WAUs, and consideration of the impacts of the new classification will be considered once it's available. Strategies. Realign the type, quantity, and location of hospital beds. Realignment of bed-based services requires the right types of beds, in the right places, in the right quantity, and delivered at an efficient price. There is a need for contemporary inpatient units located within general hospitals, which can provide recovery-oriented treatment for individuals with a serious mental illness, including those with co-occurring alcohol and other drug problems, on a short-term basis. There's also a need to ensure the right number of acute and/or subacute hospital beds are made available for youth and older adults. The future distribution and location of hospital beds has been shown in the plan matrix on page 105. However, it should be noted exact locations and distributions will be determined by a combination of consultation processes and the assessment of relative feasibility to deliver the service. It is anticipated that there will be a mix of public and private providers to establish new services to meet overall demand. Units will be established for voluntary and involuntary patients. However, the quantity of each bed type will be determined during plan implementation. Acute and specialised care for those who need it. Continue to expand the Hospital in the Home program. The Mental Health HITH program offers some individuals the opportunity to receive hospital-level treatment delivered in their home, where clinically appropriate. HITH is consistent with the approach of providing care in the community, closer to where individuals live. HITH is delivered by multidisciplinary teams, including medical and nursing staff. People admitted into this program remain under the care of a treating hospital doctor. HITH services already exist in the metropolitan area. Therefore, future service models will draw upon effective existing service models. Close monitoring of the effectiveness and safety of the model will be ongoing and inform future expansion plans. HITH beds must be capable of providing services for people with co-occurring mental health, alcohol and other drug problems. It is intended HITH services will be available to youth, adults and older adults. The appropriateness of this model for infants, children and adolescents will be further explored. HITH is delivered in the community, but measured and funded via beds and WAUs, and therefore falls under the hospital bed stream for funding purposes. Our target is to move towards delivering approximately 20% of inpatient mental health beds as HITH beds by the end of 2025. Based on the results of a 2000 Cochrane systematic review, it's estimated up to 55% of people requiring inpatient mental health care could be treated through a hospital in the home type program instead of in a hospital-based inpatient mental health bed. In the future, HITH may also be an option for people requiring high medical withdrawal where clinically appropriate.